Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Okay, let's go. This is bad. Brian Wilson. One of the Beach Boys. He's really the Beach Boy.
Yeah, he was the writer. Yeah.
In fact, he's the one that all there's been a bunch of movies based on sort of the legacy of the Beach Boys. And Brian Wilson is usually the who just played him, Vinny, in that one where it was like they were just detailing sort of his mental illness and his issues and.
I'll tell you in a second. But
yeah.
I don't remember.
It
but
was really good. It's a great movie to watch. I'm a big Brian Wilson fan, so I really
I am too, and it was it's one of those things where he's that guy. They show it a little bit too where it's like he's hearing things from heaven. Like you hear those people who talk about that. All I did was reach up and capture it. It was coming to me.
Right.
And that's a neat way to sort of describe your talent because
it's interesting.
It's Paul Dano. And Brian had no technical, zero training. You know, he might have taken like a little music in high school, but he was, you know, he was putting out this song or, a lot of the biggest ones where he's got orchestrations in his early 20s, right. Like 21, 22 when he was doing that stuff. Like Pet Sounds.
They call that album an absolute masterpiece.
It's interesting, too, that I came to the Beach Boys much later in life because when I first heard them, I thought this doesn't represent, and I surf, so this doesn't represent me at all. This is like that Gidget kind of representation of surfing, not real life surfing,
right?
So but later as a musician you start to hear the
influence that they had.
Listen to that. They're known for that, putting together all that. That's their thing.
So good.
And weirdly, they were in some kind of weird competition with the Beatles in early days, which I never really understood.
Yeah.
While they're good, they were so like narrowly focused.
I agree. They have at the same time, but very different sounds.
But the Beatles were fans of Brian Wilson, evidently.
Well, musicians are often fans of and influenced by the people of their time.
And his song, God Only Knows, is one of those songs that is like anyone out there in the world who writes music would say, I wish I'd written that.
Oh my God. It is all time. And it's funny too, because I actually, although I love their version of it, I've heard it done by other people where I'm just like, holy.
This is my favorite
guacamole.
Song. Arena.
Right. Beach Boys.
Cold chills.
So good. So good. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson. He passed. He was 82 years old. His family didn't announce the exact date or the cause of death, but he was diagnosed with dementia and placed in a conservatorship. This happened last year. He was considered one of the great pop songwriters of all time. Under his guidance, the Beach Boys' output, they say here, rivaled that of the Beatles.
Yeah, it's so weird. I don't see it, but I wasn't around at that time. So
plagued by drug addiction and mental illness throughout his life, by 1964, he'd stopped touring with the band, and that led to hiatuses and outright feuds with the bandmates, several reconciliations over the years, and he's survived by his daughters, Carney and Wendy Wilson. Wilson Phillips was a big deal for a minute there.
Yeah. I got to see Brian play with the Beach Boys at the Hollywood Bowl. It was about 12 years ago. And for a lot of songs, you could tell he's up there. He wasn't really doing it, but they came out. Oh. You know, he's just kind of there. But he did come out and play piano and do God Only Knows. And, like, he was on. Like, when it was like cold chill moment. It's like, Brian Wilson's doing this.
That's
song.
Awesome
it's
that you
so
got
cool.
to see that. That is really cool.
And at the Hollywood Bowl, which was just, amazing.
Mm. It's Weird Week. Sly Stone and Brian Wilson. And
same age. Both 82, I believe.
And really, for two dudes who didn't really take care of themselves, 82 is a good run.
Yeah.
Dang.
Let's see. So he had Carney and Wendy from, I guess, his first marriage, and then five adopted kids from his second marriage. Let's see what he was worth when he died.
I got you. What
all the kids will be fighting over.
Oh, by the way, I went back and looked at Sly Stone, who passed away, and we're talking about Brian Wilson, but I just wanted to mention that we had talked about what he died with, which was not that much money.
Right, very little money.
He'd had to sue his person and won $5 million that I don't think was included in whatever
it wasn't. It was like an uncollectible settlement or something.
But he definitely was owed money.
By whom? Like a
his
manager?
His agent or, manager, okay. Yes. That person had not given him his royalties for 11 years.
Right.
Just sat on the money.
So guess is what Brian Wilson was worth.
70 when million. He died.
50 million.
30.
$100 million.
Good. Oh.
Yeah, that is good. By the way, there are so many tributes. I'm not going to go through and do all of these. But to your point, Ron Wood of the Rolling Stones said, oh no, Brian Wilson and Sly Stone all in 1 week? My world is mourning. A lot of his kids. Love you, Daddy. Miss you so much. Let's hope that he had it all together and there won't be any fighting over his money and
I'm glad
his
to
estate.
Hear that he passed with money though, because he's one of those guys who, if you look into his story, some cuckoo doctor took control of his life.
Yes.
And kept him
drugged.
Like on drugs and hiding in a house in a bathrobe instead of out. And who knows what he could have accomplished had he not been.
That makes me think of the whole Britney Spears thing.
How
where,
criminal
like,
that is.
There were people who were drugging her, who tried to drug the mom, the family, when they would come over so that they wouldn't come and take her away. She was, the cash cow.
Right.
So gross. All right. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys fame.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Tell us at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.